Item number three from the Housing Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to amend 2014 purchase of service contracts with the Cathedral Center and the Salvation Army to provide emergency shelter care.
Supervisor Mail.
This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Move approval.
Okay. I have a motion for approval. As long as we have some guests here today, do you guys want to... Director Cologne, would you like to introduce everybody at the table with you?
Mr. Matthew, give a brief overview.
Okay.
Thank you. Morning, Chair, Madam Chair, Supervisors. With the motion to approve, we appreciate that. Donna Ronald, Megan from the Cathedral Center, and Tim Bach are here from Pathfinders. Just to say a few words, I just wanted to mention they're kind of the new leadership of the Shelter Task Force, and we really have a good working relationship with the task force under their leadership. So I just wanted to say a few words about the allocation.
Okay. Morning, guys. Welcome back.
Morning.
Morning.
We're here a lot during budget.
Madam Chair, we're here primarily to thank this committee and the Board of Supervisors for your support. As you are well aware, the needs of the homeless in our community continue to grow. We are particularly mindful of that given the severe weather that we are all struggling through, and those who are homeless are particularly struggling through in this winter season. The support that the County Board has offered, the partnership that the Shelter Task Force and its provider members, along with Milwaukee County and the Division of Department of Health and Human Services, has really played a critical role in helping us address the emerging needs and the existing needs of the homeless in our community. We look forward to those partnerships strengthening in 2014, and we are fully cognizant of the additional challenges that we are facing, given that the funding Milwaukee County was able to provide still did not meet the level of funding cuts that we received due to federal funding losses. We are optimistic, though, that the shelters who are the recipients of these funds will be able to continue to maintain our critical services and operations, and we look forward, as I said, to strengthen partnerships in this current year.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Again, thank you so much for all of your support. You know, as the Milwaukee shelters are serving more and more vulnerable populations, funding cuts are becoming even more critical. I can tell you that at the Cathedral Center, the population with disabilities has doubled in 1 year. Victims of domestic violence has increased by 50%. And we are all collectively responding to this cold snap, and we're saving lives. At Hope House yesterday, Ken Schmidt talked about serving people who would otherwise and who had started to show symptoms of hypothermia and frostbite. And we're feeding people who would otherwise go hungry. So we wouldn't be able to do that if we weren't assured that these resources were available to us. And so, again, my undying gratitude.
Thank you very much. I also want to thank Georgia Paps for doing that wonderful article yesterday.
Yep.
I think when it's so cold, it's so easy to get into the mode where you're thinking about your own survival and getting the car warmed up and whatever, and it's sometimes you're not thinking about, oh my gosh, what happens to this population. And so I really want to thank her for doing that article, and your quotes were very good, as was the whole article. And I think it just shows us as policymakers that there is so much left that still needs to be done, because even though in Milwaukee we have a great shelter system, you know, where do these people go during the day? And, you know, who's feeding them, and are they eating? And there's a lot, you know, there's a lot still left to be done. So we're really grateful for all of the work that you're doing, and we were happy that we were able to support that in this year's budget.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stemper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Appreciate you guys coming to share your gratitude today. Thanks for the update, and thanks for coming. Now, I understand a representative from, I think, Hope House or Guest House came to the CCSB meeting. You remember his name, Jim?
Ken Schmidt,
yeah. So he gave overall a good report regarding the task force and you guys working together to determine the allocation for the various task force shelters. Also, now the federal funding of $200,000 that you guys were hoping for, I understand that was approved.
That's correct. We were fortunate to receive word late last year that the FEMA funds that we had thought disappeared were actually available, and we are just waiting for the federal government to release those funds. So what we had been projecting in terms of the total federal funding loss was decreased by that $200,000 that we were able to secure through FEMA.
Okay. So when did they say they're going to release that?
We don't know yet.
Okay. So who's involved in determining that allocation?
The Shelter Task Force uses a very similar process when we're trying to decide of available funding, how to best distribute that and make the maximum.
So you guys want to work together?
Resources. We really look at the size of each program, their percentage of shelter beds relative to the overall community's number of shelter beds, because that's a pretty good determinant in most cases as to need and the resources a larger shelter may need relative to a smaller. So we use a very similar process when looking at those funds that we did working with Jim Matthew and the Division of Housing in coming up with the allocation for the county funds.
Okay.
So FEMA will be distributed very similarly.
Okay,
if
good.
I may add to the conversation. So FEMA is awarded to cities that have the highest poverty rates, and so we feel pretty assured that Milwaukee will continue to get FEMA funds in the next year. Having said that, 2 years ago we suffered a 35% decrease in those funds, which was sustained for this allocation. And FEMA is a full year behind, and actually more than a year behind in dispersing funds. So while we will get the funds, hopefully any day now, it's funds that will be applied to the 2012-13 fiscal year.
Okay.
So 13-14 is still unannounced.
Okay. All right. And what was his name again? They came to CCSB? Ken Schmidt. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
He's from the Hope House on the south side.
From Hope House?
Yeah, he does phenomenal work.
Yeah, he was good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I do have a motion for approval. Are there any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishon.
Aye.
Bowen.
Excused.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Thank you very much.
Thank
and don't
you.
Be afraid
Thank
to
you.
Call us if you need something.
We'll do.
All right.
We'll
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.